His daughter Nora, she had a tribute to her dad out in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and called our booking agent or our manager, you know, and wondered if we would come out and do a couple of her dad's songs, you know, on that show, because they had a lot of bands booked for it. I just forget who all was there, but and we did, and Tim O'Brien, he sang with us. He sang a couple of tunes with us, and we did about three of her dad's songs. And after the show, she approached me about, she wondered if I would be interested in writing some music to some songs that they'd found of Woody's, you know, that had never been, either they were recorded and got lost, or he never put music to them. He just wrote it down on paper and never did actually sing them, you know. So they don't know. But anyway, I thought, well, I told her, I said, yeah, I'd be interested in doing that. Have a lot of respect for Woody Guthrie, you know. And I kind of hated to mess with his songs, you know. But I thought, well, if she wants me to do it, I'll try. So, and I thought, well, she'll send me a couple songs, you know. And a couple days later, or weeks, I forget just how long it was, I got a big manila envelope in the mailbox, and she sent me 26 songs. And I thought, man, I've got to go to work. I'm going to do anything with this, you know.
It sounds a bit daunting.
It was daunting, I tell you. But, you know, it was a challenge, and I like a challenge. So anyway, we recorded about 16 songs, and there'd be 10 left that we didn't even record. But we put 12 out on an album, on a CD. And so we thought it might win a Grammy, you know, but they put it in the bluegrass category, I think. And my manager said, no, we should put it in folk because of Woody, you know, in the folk category or the other category. I can't remember now. But it didn't win a Grammy.
How would you even approach a project like that? How did you?
Well,
did the lyrics somehow, like, speak to you how to write the music?
They did, you know, and I kind of was thinking, I was trying to think how Woody would, you know, what kind of tempo would he put in this song? You know, there's so many tempos you can use in a song, and that was one thing. Then I had to get it in the key that suited my voice, you know, and I didn't know, you know, if it would, the key we did it in, if it would suit his voice, but that was about all I could do really with it, you know. But it's a lot easier than writing. If you're going to do something with a song, it's if you've got the words laid out in front of you, it's a lot easier to write music for it, because it takes half as long,